A beautiful 2017 film from Bhutan will transport audiences next week halfway around the world as part of a special virtual screening presented by UTEP. I'm Charles Horek, and you're listening to On Film. UTEP's annual Bhutan Days celebration will include a virtual screening of the Bhutanese film Kushuthara and a discussion with writer-director Karma Deki on Thursday, April 8th at 6:30 p.m. I'm happy to have Karma Deki on the program today. Good morning.
Good morning.
I should mention you're joining us by Zoom from your apartment in New York City, so welcome.
Yes.
And next week, you will present your first feature film, Kushuthara, at UTEP via virtual presentation, which, as listeners know, is a campus, a university campus, with a very unique cultural and architectural connection to the Kingdom of Bhutan. So very exciting to see images from your home country that I think people in El Paso will find fascinating, given their familiarity with the architecture at the UTEP campus. As we begin, I just wanted to ask you, since I'm guessing most listeners have not seen this film yet, but can you describe for us briefly the story of the film?
Okay. So I would like to introduce myself first. I'm Karma Deki from Bhutan, and currently I'm in New York, and I'm very much honored to have this opportunity to screen the film at UTEP, right?
Yes.
Celebrating Bhutan's Day, and it's a very a good platform to interact with Bhutanese students and also Western students, so they can watch this film together, and it's like a kind of cultural exchange. And there are so many things that we have portrayed in the movie, which has like the village lifestyle in Bhutan and the craft that's a weaving and the landscape. And then there are so many small details that you will get to watch get to see when you watch the film.
We were talking before the interview that I've been to Bhutan. It's been about 5 years, but it certainly took me back just seeing the sights and sounds and the faces and the beautiful architecture and culture that you depict in the film. The film basically, I guess if I were to boil it down, is fairly universal classic depiction of a love triangle, but transported to Bhutan with a very different twist to it. You have a Western photographer that comes to Bhutan to photograph village life, and he becomes really taken with this beautiful married young weaver, which you depict the weaving. And I wanted to ask you that as it unfolds, what was fascinating to me was, you know, in a Western film, this would be cause for all sorts of problems. And there are some frictions that mm-hmm. happen along the way. But this love triangle, it's very interesting the way you infuse the film with Buddhist notions of reincarnation and karma, mm-hmm. and that somehow these two worlds that connect from this Western photographer and this village woman from Bhutan, that somehow their attraction to one another, their love, mm-hmm. is rooted in something much bigger that they have to acknowledge as being somewhat natural.
Right. Yes, this story is basically like I have conceived the concept through my own life experience. Like me being a Bhutanese, I have spent most of my life outside Bhutan. So this is maybe like I belong here maybe in the United States more than Bhutan.
So you have your foot in two different places.
Yes, two different places. And I do miss home because my family, and it's a very beautiful country, very peaceful. But then same time, I get to learn or explore more about life and also my career being in New York. So I'm balancing between two different worlds. So it's like my own life experience that something is connected. It should be from my past, like I'm here, but it's not like a love story that I found someone here to marry. But then there are so many things that I'm receiving as a gift. So, so this is also the story that that I blended with the love story, because love story has become very common. A film story in Bhutan. So then I blended with this reincarnation, where I can introduce to the Western through the Western actor's eyes. Like, okay, this is how. The two character connects from just because of their past, which is left incomplete, and now they are together and learning, and they're getting into the culture that he has already experienced in his past life.
I could think of no greater contrast than growing up in Bhutan and living in New York City. They couldn't be further apart. When you were growing up, were you a weaver? Did you spend time like the women in the film, where girls and women and mothers are all gathered together weaving and telling stories and sharing stories and songs?
Yes, very much. My mom is from the same village that I shot the film, Hinsi. It's the eastern part of Bhutan. So maybe you might know the place. It's very popular in this art of weaving. So my mom is from that village. So being with her, I have also learned how to weave, because that is one source of income to the family that we get to exchange. We get to trade, and that is the income for the family to survive. So I have learned. I have learned quite an advanced level being near to my mother. So it's like her knowledge sharing all about village, her childhood life, to me, has it has planted so many seeds that it was growing inside me, and then I came out with that concept of having a character as a weaver.
But you go beyond that, just not just depicting village life and the weaving, but you use the weaving and the threads and the patterns as a metaphor for how these two characters meet and come together, and what connects them through time and fate and reincarnation, in a very visual sense too. I mean, you're certainly an accomplished filmmaker. I'm wondering, growing up in Bhutan, is there a film industry there? Are there many films that you could be inspired by, or did this need to follow a visual creative path come from some other source?
Okay. Yes, there are good films in Bhutan. There, we have one film association where this is the only platform where we get to know about the filmmakers in Bhutan. So, but we, since the film industry is very young in Bhutan, and we are not like exposed to outside world, and we are mostly, many film are influenced by the Bollywood. So Bollywood has a very different taste of filmmaking. So majority of the Bhutanese films are all like quite similar to those. So Kishithara has a very different genre. It has a different a way of storytelling, a visual storytelling is quite different from others. I mean,
it felt very classical to me. I mean, there's so many scenes in the film that the way you shoot it reminded me of some of the great international directors of the last century.
Yeah, when I was directing and when I was writing that script, I never referred to. Of course, I studied film and watched like Hitchcock movies. That was like a textbook in the New York Film Academy that, okay, every scenes that we get to watch, and then set an example. So this is how, the wonderful art that have been done in the past. But then being in Bhutan and making that film, I I didn't have any inspirations from,
Interesting.
you know, yes, from my colleague or anyone, because I was also one of the first a filmmaker among all these young filmmakers. So then young in terms of like very new to the film industry. So
it was really
that
wide
was that
open.
that just came very naturally, and maybe a bit of exposure when I was studying at New York Film Academy, how the teacher taught me. So I had this mix of Bhutanese and you know Western blended together. So maybe that is the result that came on the film.
That's also
Yes.
maybe the benefit of being such a young film industry in Bhutan, that it is in a creative, inventive stage where it isn't written yet what Bhutanese film should look like. And so you can create it from
Yes,
scratch.
yes.
I'm wondering, we should mention too that you have the distinction of being the first female director in Bhutan, which is quite something. I wonder, as you made this film, and maybe you didn't think about that at the time, but did you feel, because you already had some roots in New York and in the U.S., did you feel like this film, you had a responsibility in how you depicted Bhutan and the culture, because you knew that it would have a broader audience beyond Bhutanese?
Yes, this movie has a big support from Western resource people, like from Danida, from Danish, who is my co-producers, and also she is a cinematographer by professions. So these are the people that were always I was surrounded with, and then also when before coming out on the international market, I have screened this film to our a great spiritual master. His name is Dzongsar Khyentse Rinpoche. So he's a very first international film director who made The Cup, Travelers and Magicians, and Hema Hema, and he did a few of all this award-winning independent film. So I was always like want to become a filmmaker like him. So I took my movie to screen it to him, because the movie story has connection to this karmic conditions and consequences. So I wasn't that sure, because I'm not like mastered in spiritual teachings and to know all these things. This is a big subject for me. So then when I screened a film, which was from my own experiences, whatever came in my mind, I wrote it down. So then when I screened the film and he certified that it has a good message, that then after that, when he certified the movie, like, okay, this is okay. Nothing is needed to be corrected. So then I gained more confidence that, okay, now I can go, because Bhutan itself is a Buddhist country. So now since a spiritual master has approved and liked the film, so I was like,
so the master blessed your project and you felt secure moving forward.
It really blessed the film.
Well, it is a marvelous film, and I'm so glad that you're going to be sharing it with El Paso audiences next week. And I should mention that you'll also be appearing with the film and answering some questions, and we'll have a dialogue around the film as well. Mm-hmm. So, Karma Deki, I really thank you for sharing your lovely film with me. It certainly took me back to your beautiful homeland, and I look forward to screening this next week in El Paso. Thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me for the interview. Thank you.
I've been discussing the 2017 Bhutanese film Kushathara, Pattern of Love, with writer-director Karma Deki. The director will present the film virtually next week as part of UTEP's Bhutan Days celebration. The film will screen on Thursday, April 8th at 6:30 p.m., and you can watch the film for free by registering at mindtracker.utep.edu. Just type in the keyword Bhutan Days, and that's mine, M-I-N-E, tracker. Karma Deki will introduce the film and be on hand for a discussion following the presentation. Thanks to the UTEP staff for editing today's program. I'm Charles Horak. Stay safe, keep wearing your masks, and thank you for listening to On Film.